Yesterday we spoke about, we started to talk about the idea of Mesiras Nefesh, okay? Again, I just will try to remind you of what we've been focusing on from the beginning. There's just to remind you to try to not let anything be a ritual on Hanukkah. Ma'osor, you should be yearning for the base of Migdash, remembering Amalek and Yitzias Mitzrayim. You know, the song should be an avoda to Hashem, avoda belev, etc. That was the first dimension of our shirim, is how to make put your heart into it, not make a ritual, and to keep the fire burning. Now we're trying to acquire the midah that made the whole difference during Hanukkah, which is Mesiras Nefesh, or the other way to put it is to fix the midah that caused it. They were lax. They were lax about their avoda. And again, I'm just asking you a question to ask yourself. Have you made efforts to be less lax, to take the time to think and prepare a little bit before you do the prayers and the singing, and to do it with a lot of energy, and to push yourself, I said to push your husbands also, to be at least an inspiration with your Mesiras Nefesh for Torah, to do the same. So now I want to talk about another aspect about this. I want to give us some insights into laziness. All right. Now, the first thing we have to understand about laziness, if we really care. No, let me go back to this. I think I mentioned it yesterday, but it bears repeating. You may be very industrious. You may be very busy taking care of 100 people, saying tons of Tehillim, doing all sorts of activities, working nonstop till you drop. So you may be lazy about taking care of yourself, all right? Or another type of laziness is an emotional laziness to confront difficulties. There are all sorts of places where we might be lazy, and don't get fooled by the fact you're not lazy in general. So I just, as I speak now, I want you to think about the area where you're personally lazy, and I guarantee that you're lazy somewhere, and that's going to connect to the next point. The first thing we must do if we want to work on laziness is to not blame ourselves and beat ourselves up for being lazy. Okay? You know why? Well, look, let me qualify that. Let me make this statement. Don't beat yourself up unless it helps. All right? But oftentimes we beat ourselves up and say, look, I'm so lazy. Well, guess what? You're made of afar. The reason that you shouldn't be hard on yourself for being lazy in whatever area you're lazy in is because we were built that way. Rav Chaim Vital says that laziness is rooted in the fact that Shem made us out of dirt. And the Ramchal says this in Mesiras Hasharim, that our earthiness, the fact that we were made out of earth, exerts a downward pull on us. Okay? So there's going to be somewhere where we're going to say, Ein li koach, I don't have the strength. All right? So I say that recognize that this is the way we're made, and therefore don't take it overly personally that you do have this issue to deal with. We all do. Okay? That's step number one of working on laziness. Okay? The second thing is that is to understand. Oh, yeah, I didn't mention this in the. Okay. The second thing is to understand one of the root causes of laziness. Okay? It says in Mishlei, and I'm just quoting outside the Pasuk because of time, Shlomo Mel said he walked by the field of an atzal, of a lazy man, and it was filled with thorns and thistles, and the stone fence was broken. It was a mess. Well, Shlomo didn't just refer to this person as lazy. He said he was chaser lev, lacking of heart. So I always appreciate this explanation from Rev Eisenblatt. He said like this, that's an insight into the problem of laziness, is a lack of heart, a lack of motivation. The Malbim explains when it says lack of heart, it means lack of motivation, right? So in whatever area that we are personally lazy, our heart's not there. In other words, we don't have enough motivation there. Okay? And there could be various areas. We could be pulled in a different direction, right? But we must, if we're gonna tackle laziness, we must get our heart involved. Okay? So I just wanted to mention those points about it. Now, I also want to encourage us, all right? What does it say in Mishle? Also, of course, it says Shlomo Melk's advice. He gives very practical advice on how to deal with laziness. He says, "Go to the ant, lazy one. Look at an ant." Right now, an ant is incredibly, and I'm going to say this intentionally, ridiculously industrious. The Midrash says that they gather more food than they could possibly eat in several lifetimes. So the Malbim has an incredible explanation of this. He says, you know, God designs things perfectly, right? We know that when Hashem creates things, He creates them with the ability to get exactly what they need. So what's going on with this ant? Was there an aberration in His design that He overdoes it? So the Malbim says, when Hashem makes a creature seem to have an excessive trait that it doesn't need, it's to teach us, it's to give us a message that you can do this, right? I'm using the ant as a, first we'll say like this, that Hashem created the ant with a mechanism to serve as a metaphor for us of what we can do, all right, of the industrious. Look at this ant, right? But here's the most unbelievable thing of all. You know why you're supposed to look at the ant? Because we have an ant inside of us. The Malbim explains, human is a microcosm of the world. What that means in a practical sense is every koach, every ability and energy and strength of every created thing is within a human being. So when Hashem says, when it says in Mishle, look at the ant, right? Look at the ant's doing. You have a spiritual ant inside of yourself. Therefore, you have a tremendous capability to do much more than you think. And again, focus on your area of laziness, not on doing more of what you already do industriously. Okay? So those are my messages about what we need to metaken during Hanukkah. I want to remind you again, there were a lot of miracles that happened in Jewish history. You know, Sanherib's army was wiped out by an angel overnight. The sun stopped. There were many miracles, and they didn't make Moedim or holidays out of it. They did Hanukkah. All right. Why? Because there's a special spiritual energy now that the sages knew with Ruach HaKodesh that what took place then can take place now. So just like they went the complete opposite of laziness, they were willing to be Moser Nefesh. We have that ability too. So in the last minute, I want to put another dimension on this work on a Mesiris Nefesh. Okay. If the Hashmonaim had gone to war, you know, saying, look, maybe if we go to war, Hashem will make a miracle, we'll get the base, and we'll get the menorah back and all that stuff, they would have just died and that would have been it. It wouldn't have been what had happened. Because we know from Avram's brother, who made a calculation to be Mesiris Nefesh, that doesn't work that way. Think about it. If you're willing to die for something, at least you in this world, it's over, right? Mesiris Nefesh, by definition, the true Mesiris Nefesh is selfless, okay? You're doing it because you care and love that which you're sacrificing for. So what I want to say, who doesn't have so much to thank from Hashem? Hanukkah is a time where we should be pushing ourselves just simply because how much we love and appreciate what Hashem does for us, to make us so lucky to be Jewish people and have the Torah, etc., that go on forever. But the point is this, imbue your Mesiris Nefesh also with just doing it because you love Hashem. Okay, Hashem should give you lots of bracha and tzlacha on this.